Hello. Hello. I am calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thanks. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote. Definitely.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
65.
Thanks. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10 is extremely motivated to vote, right?
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
What was the first choice again? I didn't hear it. Can you repeat the first choice?
Yeah. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
I think so, very closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thanks. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Ooh. Give my choices one more time.
Yeah. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I would say very satisfied. This is my opinion.
Thank you so
very
much. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you so much. And now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. And in this case, I can mention you, for example, protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, border security, protecting and strengthening strengthening Social Security and Medicare, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reforms to to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. You can select two that you think are the most important issues.
Ooh, it's a whole lot of issues. Yeah, I'd say racism and K-12 public education.
Education. Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. And starting with Tim Scott.
Wait a minute. You had to repeat that whole question. I'm sorry for that scale.
No problem. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or the organization, please say so. And starting with Tim Scott.
You said Tim Scott?
Tim Scott, yeah.
Tim Scott, okay. Tim Scott, 0.
0, thank you so much. Now, Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
Thank you so much. Democrats in Congress?
75.
Thank you so much. Cornel West?
Cornel West, give him a 75.
75. Thank you so much. Donald Trump?
0.
Thanks. Joe Biden?
100.
Thanks. Sherrod Brown?
100.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
100.
Thank you. Bernie Moreno?
0.
And now, Republicans in Congress?
0.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you so much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Would you say a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you so much. And has what you have read, seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
And would you say is that much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, or somewhat less favorable?
Repeat the question, please.
Yeah, is that much more favorable or just somewhat more favorable?
More favorable.
And yeah, it's just, well, much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
The moves he recently made about capping the number of people crossing the immigrants crossing the border. Anything else you want to know? Maybe just I like the fact about student loan debt that he still attempts to take care of.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, would you please repeat that, please?
I appreciate the way he's trying to relieve the student loan debt for many Americans.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he is doing? A lot or some, only a little or nothing at all?
A lot.
And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
And is that more, much more unfavorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Thank you so much. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
You said, what have I heard? Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Let's see. He was convicted of a campaign, illegal campaign contributions. He lies a lot.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I think he's told a numerous amount of lies that on a daily basis, anywhere concerning the border to inflation to jobs.
Okay, good.
Even,
yeah.
Even on concerns of the lies he's perpetrated on the election, president's election, if he ran in 2020.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I would like you to read I like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African American community right now? You may choose to, and I can mention Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
Whew. Donald Trump is the number one.
That is the one.
I say.
And
white.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Yep, that's the second one.
Thank you so much. And just to, before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 68% of the survey. There is just a few more questions, and I will try to be the briefly possible. For sure, I really thank you so much for your help. And now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. And as, for example, I can mention you rising crime and violence. Would you say that Trump could be dealing with this much better, somewhat better, or Biden maybe can handle this somewhat better, or Biden much better?
I'd say Biden much better.
Thank you so much. Now, fixing the immigration system.
Biden much better.
Much better. And tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs?
Biden much better.
And growing the U.S. economy?
Biden much better.
And the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom?
Biden much better.
And the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Biden much better to handle that.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Oh, I'd say, given the choices, more favorable.
And is that much more favorable? Somewhat
much more
favorable?
Thank
you
much.
Much. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree with the verdict.
And is that strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree.
And is that somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I think very often.
Thank you so much. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? You can select two in this case, Twitter or X, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, or other.
YouTube,
and you can tell me one more.
Oh, that's it. I don't know anything about X, Instagram, Facebook. I don't know anything about those things.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about those services. I heard of them, but I don't get on them at all.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
1 year of college.
1 year of college. It is, okay, thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, not my children, no. Grandchildren, yes.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Oh, my. I don't know. Well, if they pick these adjectives, I'll say I'm liberal.
liberal, somewhat. Very liberal, or some?
That's
oh,
a very
some.
Liberal. Let's say very liberal. Let's just go with
very
that.
Liberal. Okay, thank you so yeah. much. And how yeah, often do sense. You do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Well, I've been to church before, but that would catapult me of never going, since I haven't been in a few years. So we put that down as never.
Never. Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Okay, I lost in the question. I know the question, but the answer is nearly all.
Nearly all. Oh, great. Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Would you describe it as urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you so much. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No, none were.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No, none of them.
Were you born outside of the United States?
Oh, no, I wasn't.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And in that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.